Something fascinating happened to me just yesterday, and it did something. Have you ever had this opportunity where something
Daddy.
Yes, son. What is it? I'm outside under the mister, staring at my blue-eyed little child, and he's trying to get my attention. What is it, bud? That's me. That's me in this moment. You probably can tell in just hearing my voice this level of frustration that I'm like, what, son? Listen, if you're a parent, I'm sure you fully understand that there's moments where you're watching your kid, but you also want to get something done. And for me and for my house, there's no podcasting. When I'm on dad duty, when I'm being a parent, I can't try to do other stuff. It just doesn't seem to work for me. My wife, on the other hand, she has this innate ability to switch from one task to the other, to be able to feed the child this incredible amount of vegetables and food of other means and give him space to create and play, and also balancing the checkbook all at the same time. It seems quite magical and easy, and I don't have that ability, and that's fine. I've learned to deal with it, and I've also learned that the attention that my son is demanding from his father is far more important than just about anything else I could be doing at the time. Not negating how important it is to, you know, work or feed the child or do other things. But what I'm trying to say is that there's something about giving all of your attention, giving all of your focus, giving all of your admiration. And I think from a child's perspective, we never grow out of that. Life is full of surprises. It doesn't stick to the script. We are constantly interrupted and all too often distracted. We need a new toolkit to thrive in this world, one that teaches us to pivot and adapt, be better at relationships, and do the things that we were made for. We need the toolkit of an improviser, someone who can adapt, respond to the scene at hand, yes, and make others look better. Hello, I'm Sean Hancock, the host of The Improv Lifestyle. Thank you for joining me on this episode where, as you know, life, it goes off script. And so we need to learn how to improvise. I am an improviser. I've been doing improv comedy for nearly 20 years, and I teach people how to do improv and how to respond in these moments for the stage and even for on screen. But the thing that I get my greatest kick is how people end up using these principles into their everyday life. Now, at the top of this episode, you hear me trying to record, and my son is trying to get my attention, is grasping for my attention. And it wasn't so much that he needed me to come and play with him or to show me a toy. He literally just wanted my attention. He wanted his daddy's gaze, his eyes upon him, to let him know that, like, he is the center of my attention, of my affection. And that is the thing that I don't think we grow out, even though as we grow as adults, it's something that's always there. I've had this unique privilege of teaching people, and this is kind of getting to this excitement that I had at the top of this episode that I wanted to share with you, this thing that I get to do when I'm teaching adults. And is there's this level of confidence, of desire that we have as human beings to give something great to the world. I think all of us feel like there's got to be something more, and I want to be able to find that more and then give it. I want to be able to have the confidence, the courage, the boldness, that creative edge to just be on fire, to be alive, and to just give everything that I've got to share that with the world to inspire other people. And I think that is true. I think that that's all of us. We all want this level of confidence. And something I've been seeing in these classes that I've been teaching year in and year out is that I'm learning that we have this level of desire. Some of us just feel like I don't have what it takes. I don't feel confident. I'm not confident. But the thing is consistency compounds. So while we might not feel like we're confident, able, or capable of doing something that we would in our minds think like, this is too hard. Doing this presentation or getting on this phone call and having a conversation with someone that's that high up, or being in this meeting and delivering this presentation, I'm not there yet. I don't have the confidence for it. But what we do know is that consistency compounds and consistency creates confidence. It kind of plays into that old adage that practice makes perfect. Now, regardless, I'm not like a huge fan of perfection. I feel like it's unattainable. But even if we change that to excellence, practice creates excellence. Practice creates excellence. When we have this level of practice and excellence in us, we have this, the byproduct is confidence. So the thing that so many of us want is confidence. Really, what we need is consistency. To do something over and over again, to whittle away, to chip away at it, to just get better and better. My wife and I have been, we're way behind the curve, but we've been watching the show Grey's Anatomy. And there's this scene where there's this doctor who's an intern, and her name's Christina. And she's following this incredible surgeon, Dr. Burke. And he's just the best of the best. Like, he's one of the greatest. I believe he's a heart doctor. And he gets shot in the hand, and he ends up getting this tremor in his hand. So his hand shakes. And so he's having to have Christina do these to help him to do these things that he can't do perfectly because of this tremor. But because she's been able to do, he's guided her and helped her to be able to do these things, she's created this level of confidence because she's done it before. And if you can do one thing well, you can do it again. And I think a lot of us out there, many of us feel like, I want to get back to this spot in my life. And you know you can, because I know I can get there again because I've been there before. And so we're wanting to get back to this place of confidence in our own abilities or confidence in our own self. And so consistency compounds. For me, I've been logging my workouts because I'm trying to get back in shape. And so since June 8th, I've been logging my workouts, what I'm doing, whether it's jogging or I'm doing yoga or I'm doing HIIT training, whatever it is, I'm just logging it. I'm logging my time, my miles, my heart rate, my calorie intake. I've never done it this much as far as my like how much I'm logging this information, but I just decided I'm going to start doing this. And in part because I was listening to Jerry Seinfeld talk about how he had this calendar and he just decided, I'm going to write at least one joke every day. And so he just would put an X on the calendar. And he didn't want to show up and not be able to write an X on it. And so he just consistently started to do it, and it compounded. His consistency compounded. And the reason all of us know who Jerry Seinfeld is because he was consistent, showing up every day, putting an X on the calendar for doing what he wanted to do, and just showing up every day to do it. So, my question for you is, what area in your life, what are the things that you want more confidence in? Where are the areas that you want to start showing up? What are the things that you want to start logging and getting specific about what it is that you're doing, what it is that you want, so that you can have the confidence and the courage to live the life that you want to live that life that you're made for. So that's my encouragement for you. That's all that I'm hopping on here to say. Is that as distractions come, and as good, as wonderful as they are, showing up, being present, focusing, your consistency compounds. And for those of you who are dads, showing up, being consistent, giving all your affection, it compounds. And for those of us who are adults, most of you who are listening to this, and we are seeking this kind of affection on the human level, and no matter what it is that we do, we don't achieve affection by doing. That sounds bizarre. But it's really hard to obtain love by doing. I've been trying. I'll ask my son to do something simple. He's almost 2 years old, but he can. Hey, buddy, can you throw this away in the trash? And when he does it, I tell him good job, and I say thank you. What I don't say is good boy. I say good job and thank you. And because I don't want him to kind of get this intrinsic or this like ingrained belief that he becomes a good boy by doing something that I've asked him to do, but that he's doing his work is a good job. It's a job well done. And then I'm grateful for it because he's doing something I've asked of him. And we show our love for other people by practicing a word that a lot of us do not like, because it sounds a lot like discipline. It's this word obedience. We show our love to others by being obedient. Those of us who are in marriages, you show your love by your obedience to your marriage, to the faithfulness, to if your wife asks you to do something and you do it, you're showing your obedience to it. To her, and you're showing the love that you have for her. It's when we break the promise that we end up dismantling trust. And the reason I want to bring this up is because consistency compounds not just in the things that we do, but in the relationships that we have, even unto ourselves. So if we are consistently checking off these calendars, making those X's on those days, we're being obedient to our own selves and what we want for ourselves. So we're compounding interest and investment in ourselves. We can do it for us. We can do it for our relationships. We can do it for our goals, for the things that we want, for showing up, for being present. So consistency creates confidence. So here is to you, my friend, those of you who are listening, here is to you living a life that is full of consistency and that it compounds, that the good seeds that you are planting right now in your life will produce some incredible fruit that could be abundant and bless many people. So here is to an awesome, awesome week for you. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please like this and share it. It really does help this podcast get out into more ears and inspire more people by having this message spread. So thank you for sharing this. If there's a person who pops into your mind right now, you're like, oh man, I want to share this with this special person. Please send this their way and let them know that you were thinking about them. Again, thank you for listening to The Improv Lifestyle, and I will see you on the next episode.